Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
I almost pooped. 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 That was the first thing I saw this morning as a tweet from Giannis. Good morning, everybody. Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvath. Happy to have you. I almost pooped. Giannis had a massive dunk last
dunks.
Night.
Dunks. Dunk. Dunks, but dunk.
Dunk, 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 dunk.
Yeah, he had a lot of dunks last night.
I believe they scored at least 70 points in the paint last night, and they are undefeated when they do that. And Giannis had one dunk where he just dunked it, and then he just went, like, I thought he was going to Hulk up. I thought he was going to turn green and smash.
And it was so fitting because he had just grabbed his 12th rebound of the night, which won me $150.
That's what he knew.
All you do, if anybody out there is heading to Vegas over the weekend, well, you'll only have one opportunity because the Pacers only got, one more game. Bet the other team's opposing power forward or center to go over on their rebounds. They give up the most rebounds to opposing power forwards and centers.
Wow, that is a stat.
I like Sabonis. Well, Sabonis got injured, but I like Sabonis. But, man, they're soft in the paint, and Giannis made them pay last night.
I almost pooped.
That's fun, but, again, they gave up a lot of points. They don't really play a whole lot of defense. But, again, regular season, just get to the playoffs. But they give up a lot of points, man.
142 to 133. The Brewers lost yesterday afternoon. We'll get to that a little bit later this hour. The Bucks get the win, 142-133 again. Giannis with 40 points. He had 15 boards. And, again, straight from his mouth, he almost pooped. Now, yesterday I was talking with Horvath here, and we were going to make a conscious effort to limit the amount of Twitter we talk about on the show. But when you wake up and the first thing you see is Giannis tweeting, I almost pooped, I'm going to bring that up constantly. So, like, you forget, I mean, it's kind of juvenile humor, I suppose, but you forget he's still, like, a very young dude in his mid-20s.
Yeah.
We're talking to Jim Paschke yesterday. He says he's an old soul, Giannis, and he's going to be a two-time dad.
Yeah, congrats to Giannis.
He could be in the running for a three-time MVP, but nobody talks about him.
Yeah.
But he's still a kid.
He's still, yep, which is a good thing because you got him for a couple more years, obviously.
So the Bucks, 142 to 133. Well, what does that mean when you look at the Eastern Conference standings? The Sixers are still in first, although the gap is narrowing. The Nets are a game behind, and the Bucks are two back. They're one back of the Nets. So they can still grab the two seed. Otherwise, what it looks like is going to happen, I mean, a lot could still happen. There's, like, all the teams that are in the playoffs know they're in the playoffs outside of the Wizards, which should be able to clinch pretty soon. The Bulls still have a very outside shot of getting in the play-in tournament, and so outside that it's probably not even worth mentioning that they have an outside shot,
but they do.
Mathematically, they do.
Yeah.
The Celtics and Hornets and Pacers are all fighting for the 7-8-9, and then you have the Sixers, Nets, Bucks, the top three, as I mentioned. The Hawks, Heat, and Knicks, really any one of those teams can finish 4-5-6. Should the season end today, the Bucks would take on the Knicks. It'd be your 3-6 matchup. You're shaking your head no. I've read many say that is a good matchup for the Bucks.
It is a good matchup for the Bucks, but the Knicks will beat the hell out of them a little bit. You know what I mean?
I want to play out of those teams.
I love it. And you know why I'm shaking my head? Because you know who my second favorite team in the league is? It's the Knicks. I love the Knicks.
Who do you want to play out of those teams?
You know, I kind of... I think they'll all give the... the Knicks are the best matchup. The Knicks remind me of a 90s team. In fact,
is that because the Knicks haven't been good since the 90s?
No, but like the last couple games, especially that they've played in, have been like playoff atmosphere type games because they needed to win to get in, and then they officially clinched the other night. But they're all like slow, drag them out. They're gonna beat you up. They're physical. Julius Randle's obviously really good. Derrick Rose is having a ridiculous season. If he was with them the whole year, he probably would have been either comeback player then, probably sixth man of the year. RJ Barrett's improved. They're tough. And obviously Tibbs has them playing. You won't have to worry about him not shorting up his rotation. Those guys are all going to be playing 40 minutes per game. Yeah, you want the Knicks, I guess. I don't think you want Atlanta because Atlanta's the type of team. Again, they're pretty physical, but they got Capella. They got obviously John Collins. And then they got a bunch of dudes that could shoot the rock. And what do the Bucks like to do? Give you open jumper. So
don't
do you really want
about,
you don't want to see Bogdanovich?
Yeah, former non-Buck Bogdanovich.
Yeah, and the Bucks get killed, even though they have Drew Holiday, which all you could do is you could put Drew on Trey and shut Trey Young down. But the Bucks do get killed by opposing point guards. So, like you just said right there, Bogdanovich, and you know that'd be the case too. So yeah, I guess you do want the Knicks, but man, it'll be a tough series.
I've seen a lot of people say they want the Knicks because. Not because of anything basketball related, but because that would assure the Bucks games would be in prime time.
Yeah, the Knicks, yeah, but the Knicks are good. They're playing good basketball right now. They just won again last night.
The scheduling about the Bucks, they're the 3 seed or the 2 seed. Who cares? I mean, they're Milwaukee. Put them on at 11 o'clock in the afternoon or in the morning. Put them on, bury them on NBA TV. But the Knicks are New York, man. And so they're going to get all the primetime spots if you look at some of these apparent matchups in the East. Any team with the Knicks, any matchup with the Knicks would probably get there in prime time. I'm putting up a poll.
That's what's crazy is, like, I hate the Knicks. Like, historically, I always tell you, I think New York basketball is so overrated. But this Knicks team isn't like a typical big market Knicks team. Instead, they're, you know what I mean? Like, they're a team that has to play hard every single night. They play defense every single night. They don't use a lot of load management. Julius Randle's the kind of guy that you root for. Because of Tibbs, yeah, you kind of root for that team. It's not like, you know, the Patrick Ewing, John Starks Knicks. It's like, you know, they're like the ultimate underdog somehow. And the Nets are the villain. That's the funny thing. Nobody cared about the Nets until, well, the year where 50-year-old Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett went there, but and Jason Kidd.
Yeah, your boy Jason Kidd.
The Darren Williams run that they had, the Brooke Lopez run that they had when Brooke was a 2010 guy. Yeah.
Should I text Jason Kidd what he thinks about this?
Say, Jason, how crazy is it, man, that it's almost like the Nets have become the Dark Empire and the Knicks are like the ultimate underdog?
Jason, the joke is I did text Jason Kidd once. Somehow I had his number, and somehow I was... Well, I was with my brother, and I was not my NBA brother. I want to clarify that. I don't want to throw him under the bus here and ruin his career. I was with one of my other brothers, and we text Jason Kidd at the peak of the Warriors' heyday, we said, hey, Jason, how do you, I think we said coach, I'm not sure. I think we might have just said, hey, JK, how do you beat the Warriors? And he said, who is this? And then immediately he said, you have to believe you can beat them first. So he was like, who is this? And then he's like, ah, whatever.
I'll just give him the answer.
I'll just give him the answer, my answer. So I might, maybe I'll text Jason Kidd today and say,
how do the Bucks advance in the playoffs?
Yeah. Which team presents the biggest challenge to the Bucks? And he would say, I hate that team. Block me, please. I am blocking your number from this phone. So that's what I'm tweeting. I'm tweeting a poll, everybody. It is at Winks Thinks. I have retweeted it at 12:50 a.m. The Fan, which, as you guys know, or maybe you didn't, it is, in fact, an Odyssey station.
An Odyssey station.
So do remember, you can find us on the app, where you can also find Rich Eisen. And you can also find, I believe we just signed Demi Lovato to a podcast deal.
Really?
Yeah, I believe we did.
That's huge.
Yeah, podcasting is the way of the future. Podcasting is everything you ever thought was entertainment, no longer. It's all podcast.
It's the way of the future, and it's the way of the now.
Audio, 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 audio. It is the way of the future. Yeah, Demi Lovato has a new podcast.
Audio, 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 and at 10 a.m. every single morning on the days that I'm not here, you tune in to BetQL Daily. But you don't
right.
do that until 10 a.m.
Right.
Right.
Right. BetQL Daily.
Because you could always catch the first hour that you had missed.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm pretty much, we're just kind of recapping the night before anyway. So the best bets, you get anyway at 11. So how does it, see, man? It works out. Do an hour with you,
mm-hmm.
get done, and I don't take away any of your shine.
No, and it's
and
all right there.
And I don't
right
take it
there.
From the Big Show because they're statewide.
Yeah, statewide, but it's all right there, one app.
The people, Odyssey.
An Odyssey station.
The people mm-hmm. of Rippin'.
Rippin'.
May not care of about BetQL Daily, but they want to hear about their Packers from Leroy Butler and Gary Ellerson. It's the only show, not only is it statewide,
mm-hmm.
the only show with two former Packers.
That's right.
The only show.
Yeah, that is right. Two former Packers, not one, like every other show.
Yeah. Yeah. Did I ever tell you about when I first, when I had a 2-week stint in Door County and I wanted to,
I think you did, but I just retold the Jason Kidd story for the 900th time. So retell this story. Why not?
Well, yeah.
Let's make it a story retell Friday.
Well, this one's actually pretty good. So when
Brewers lost, they can't get a hit. Bucks won. It's not the playoffs.
No, this is gonna.
Who cares? Let's retell stories.
Yeah, when I went out to Door County, I wanted to cover the Packers, and so
let's give Freems a call. He saw Ed Edsner on a plane once.
Honestly, we're all gonna just we get all our stories in here. Anyway, it's really quick. I went to Door County for a couple weeks, and they're like, "Yeah, we're gonna have you work on this Packers show," and the host of it was none other than Miles White.
Wow,
he made the drive to Door County, but he brought a guest with him who at the time was a rookie center. Out of Ohio State.
Wow.
Corey Linsley.
Wow.
And you could tell, like, you know, Corey still, I mean, he's always up for Walter Payton Man of the Year, but he just seemed like a regular dude.
Mm.
And that's when I was like, man, I like this guy. And then he ended up being an All-Pro and Pro Bowler and awesome. And then the Packers, Brian Gutekunst didn't want to pay him, though.
Yeah.
Brian Gutekunst didn't want to pay him.
And he must have known that Rodgers liked him.
But it's okay. Like, bye, Corey. Bye, Balaga. We don't need you guys anymore. You know, you've hit mm-hmm. 30 years old, so your career's, maybe it's winding down a little bit. See ya. And we don't need Rodgers anymore. Oh, I didn't tell you. I changed my whole stance on this whole thing.
Oh, yeah? What's that, Ryan?
Team Goot.
Team Goot?
Yep. Team Goot.
What changed your mind, and why are you siding with the suits that you have really based your whole career on being anti-establishment? You've just changed in one day?
Yeah, you know, people actually... persuaded me to go over to the dark side. To go. When I think about it, man, like the last 17, 16 years, the last 13 years, I've really enjoyed watching Aaron Rodgers play football. And, the Super Bowl run was great. But when I think about it, like, what's the future of the Green Bay Packers? In 100 years, Aaron Rodgers will be dead.
But
the Green Bay Packers will still be around. And Brian Gutekunst.
Not sure about that.
No, and Brian Gutekunst will still be the general manager.
Yeah, Goody is Team forever. Goody. Yeah, Goody.
Yeah, I don't remember, like, you know, when I first went to Lambeau, it wasn't about Bart Starr. It wasn't about Curly Lambeau. It was about the soon-to-be GM, Brian Gutekunst. So I'm Team Goot. Seriously, screw Rodgers. You crybaby, you want to go somewhere else? Trade his ass. I don't even care what we get back, what they get back in return either. A couple fourth rounders.
A lot of people think that I was named after Bart Starr, and they think, oh, that's very fitting. Wow, you're a Packer fan. Your parents were Packer fans. Your parents' parents were Packer fans. You're a Packer fan. You were named after Bart Starr. That's very cool. Actually, that is not true. And I, because you've come out and said what you've said, I'll come out and say this. I was named after Bartlett Meschesky. He was an assistant to the general manager in the 70s. I believe it was the Dan Devine coaching era. And
he's a tremendous NBA writer now.
Bartlett.
Oh, different one.
Bartlett Meschesky, is that what I said? I was named after him. He was an assistant, but he's in the front office. He's responsible for signing John Brockington. He scouted him. And that's why I have a brother named Brock.
I like it.
Coincidentally.
I like it, man. Yep, so I'm team front office, you're team front office. They should change the lyrics to G-Force, I was thinking. Four men in the front office. Who makes the decisions? It's a damn mess. Get over yourselves. How about that? Actually, like, so that was all a joke, you know? But I do, actually, what I said yesterday, I am Team LaFleur, where why does he have to be stuck in this nonsense? Everybody just needs to get over themselves a little bit. It's like guys in radio, you know, that have been doing this for 30 years, and they think it's all about them, and they're wearing Ed Hardy jeans, and it's like, you know, we're not really, like, we're not cool. We're nerds. We talk about sport, like, we have cool jobs, but, like, get over yourself, pal. Yeah.
Well, I mean, come on.
Well, there's more than just him.
But. Well, but come on, that's what we are.
Yeah. Front office. Here we go.
Front office. Four men in the draft room. We're scouting players. Who are we thinking ran the best 40?
I got nothing.
People buy their jerseys. We sign their paychecks. People need to praise us. Without this, you are nothing.
Not getting a second deal. Get the hell out of town. Ryan Bulaga, Corey Linsley, Casey Hayward, Micah Hyde, TJ Lang, Josh, sit and get out. Jordy, we got 20 seconds to tell you. Your career here is over. Thanks for 10 years. Clay Matthews couldn't get out of bed in the NFC Championship game against Seattle. Couldn't even walk. How did they repay him? A 10-second call.
We're leaking stories. He is too big. We have to move to Jordan Love. Let's sign Blake Bortles and Chad Kelly. We are still going to get a paycheck anyway. Sled him.
Hey, I will say that, though. The Packers quarterbacks, man, can party. Blake Bortles and Swag Kelly in the same locker room. Get that scotch drink and Hollywood Dayton pretty boy out of here. We got Blake Bortles service, baby.
Yeah, he's got four fingers in scotch. I want four fingers wrapped around a football.
I wonder how Swag Kelly fits into the, like, I know he's just a hashtag camp arm featuring Freddie Prinze Jr. Yeah. coming this fall on Fox. Mm-hmm. But I wonder how he fits the Packer way. Because remember when I wanted AB and everybody was like, AB's a terrible person, which he is. He's an awful person. Chad Kelly's pretty terrible of a human being, though. Well, was. Maybe he's found God or something. I don't know. Like,
how about
Ryan, like Ryan Leaf, who now like hosts shows.
How about the Packers having between Blake Bortles, Jordan Love, and Aaron Rodgers, three first-round quarterback picks on their roster? How about that?
Yeah, it's crazy. You know, I never really thought about how towards the end it was time for Clay to go. But imagine just calling Clay and giving him a 30-second phone call to tell him that his career in Green Bay was over.
Yeah, it seems like you should get a little more than that.
I'm so glad that I've now moved to pro owner.
Even I gave Radio Joe 10 minutes to say goodbye.
I didn't really care. Like, even, oh, man. Even, like, you know, those first couple years, the Super Bowl run, it wasn't really, I didn't really care that much about Clay. I was always like, oh, did you see how Ted scouted that small forward from Miami, Ohio that's going to play Mom, Ohio? I sound like Brian Bulaga now. Or Favre. That's going to play safety. Pretty much what I'm saying is I'm still pro player, damn it. On Sundays, I want to watch the guys out there.
Oh, you're not pro front office? That was just a bit?
No, I'm not watching Jerry Jones. In fact, that's what drives me nuts, is when owners, or general managers, but owners think that they're part of the game, and they're down on the sidelines. Like, yeah, Jason Garrett sucked, but maybe he would have been a better head coach for the Dallas Cowboys if, when they're trailing at half, Jerry doesn't leave his press box to go on the sidelines.
How do you feel about me? I'm an owner.
Yeah, you haven't done enough the last couple of years, in my opinion. I wanted Justin Jefferson. You could tell me, well, we didn't have a shot at him. Well, he traded up for Jordan Love.
I tried.
Where were we on that one? Huh?
I tried.
I will give you a shout out, though. We did like the Rashawn Gary pick. For, you know, everybody claims that we're like these big draft haters and haters. There's one pick, two picks that we have not liked in the last 5 years. Everything else, we've pretty much carried water.
I carried water when they drafted J.K. Scott, even.
I couldn't forgive them drafting Jordan Love while Aaron Rodgers, even if, like, Jordan Love was great, just because it was going to create this mess. This is why it just wasn't worth it.
We liked the Kamal Martin pick before anybody.
Yeah, I liked the Kamal Martin pick. I didn't quite understand the Josiah DeGuara pick.
No, I hated that one.
Yeah. Now, you know, just because I think he would have been there undrafted. And then the Jordan Love one. You know, I loved the Rashawn Gary pick, even though I knew he was going to be a little bit of a project, but you could play him a couple different places on the field, and learning behind Preston and Zadarius was going to be a good thing. And at Michigan, they just didn't really know how to use him. I love Darnell Savage, love Elton Jenkins, love this year's draft, probably my favorite draft in the last couple of years. Now we just got to get Rodgers. And that's the crazy thing, and that's what I said yesterday, why I'm not like, eventually, if Rodgers doesn't show up to camp, I'm going to be like, I'll always be a Rodgers fan, but I'll be like, all right, screw it. Let's move on. You know, I still say don't trade him, though. Unless some of these, like, proposed trades, these fake ones that you see from Denver, like, if Denver's really going to give you four first-rounders and Chubb and Drew Lock, who I don't want, I'd rather have Teddy. Okay, I guess, if you got to get rid of Aaron Rodgers. But I would make him sweat it out because I'd call his bluff and I think he comes back. But I get where people are like, man, if he doesn't want to play for this team, screw him. I totally do. But we don't even know what he really wants. All we're getting are fake reports every other weekend from Ryan Finley out in Green Bay, Michael Finley, and, you know, and then Adam Schefter. But we haven't even heard from Aaron Rodgers. You know, we've heard from Brian Gutekunst, and it doesn't sound great. We've heard from Matt LaFleur. But this kind of stuff happens all the time. And, like, you know, 5 years ago, before social media and everything and ESPN became TMZ, this kind of stuff didn't always get leaked. Imagine if, like, we just watched that documentary on The Last Dance because of a pandemic. Nobody even really knew how pissed off, like, we knew Pippen was upset, but nobody knew how pissed off he was. He was sitting out games that first half of the season with a fake injury, pretty much. You know, Jordan hated Krause and Reinsdorf, but nobody cared because it worked out in the long run, just like the Russell Wilson situation. A couple months ago, Russell Wilson had three destinations. It was Chicago. It was Vegas. Where is he playing football in a couple months? Seattle. So what I'm saying is stop burning the Aaron Rodgers jerseys and saying this guy's a pretty boy. This guy sucks. I hate him. I want him to retire because we don't want him to retire. We don't want him to be traded. We all as fans want to win a Super Bowl, and he gives us the best opportunity. I hope Jordan Love's good in 2 years. I hope Jordan Love's good this preseason. I know where Aaron Rodgers is going to be because I just watched him throw 48 touchdown passes. So all I'm saying is, that's society today with cancel culture. We don't wait. It was like when that little Hollywood actor, the little dude, like, scammed everybody because he was like, oh, man, I'm sick. I've never seen my family. And then it turns out he's, like, in commercials, and he's a billionaire, and he's popping bottles at the club, and we've all, like, donated all this money to the dude.
I don't know who that – I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm saying – I'm talking about today, in today's world, like – we just want to rush to react.
I get that.
Rush to react.
Yeah.
Cancel Rodgers. Kill Rodgers.
Wow.
Trade Rodgers.
Who is this Hollywood guy you're talking about?
You don't remember this story? There was this little guy, and we all thought he was like 8 years old, and it turned out he's like 32. He's in like music videos. I got to find the story, and I'll tweet it out. I'll tweet it out. Yeah, somebody out there will remember. Tony from Texas or somebody will remember.
All right. Tweet us at 12:50 a.m. The Fan.
But wait. That's what I'm saying, though. That's what we're doing a little bit with Aaron Rodgers. We're forgetting the 16 years that he's been in Green Bay. The fact that the most important thing for his legacy was him retiring in Green Bay. The Super Bowls. I get that, you know, the NFC Championship games, that they don't end the way that we want, but it's still a lot cooler than winning four games or being Minnesota or being Chicago. Would you rather lose in the NFC Championship game? I know it's painful. Sometimes I do think that I'd rather go 4-12 or now 4-13, but we wouldn't. We love being there. We love being a game away from the Super Bowl because a couple lucky breaks you know, a couple things go your way and you're playing in 2 weeks in the Super Bowl. So let's just pump the brakes a little bit on this whole thing. We don't need to all, I got to fire Brian Gutekunst. Fire Brian Gutekunst. Nobody needs to be fired because this isn't Chicago. This isn't the Jets. This is the Green Bay Packers. They've been to the NFC Championship 2 years in a row. They all need to get this figured out, but nobody needs to go. I don't want anybody to go. Except Mike Pettine, and he's gone.
Are you done?
Yeah, I'm done.
Well,
I'm going to head home.
No,
I've said my piece.
I've been waiting to. I never still got to say about my poll.
Cancel culture sucks.
I've been waiting to tell you that I put up a poll,
a stripper poll.
And who do you not want to see the Bucks face? Heat, Knicks, or the other team?
Let's go. Hawks. You know what? Let's do. Let's go the rest of the show only talking about that and Brewers and no more Rodgers. I bet you can't do it.
I don't want to do it.
Why, you want to talk Rodgers?
I want to hear from Aaron Jones around 7.
Okay.
I want to talk more about why there's no circumstance why I would trade Rodgers this season. None. And there's a big reason why. That's a tease. I'm trying to work on those. I'll tell you the number one reason why I would not trade Aaron Rodgers, and it may not be what you think it is. It probably is, but it may not be. So stick around till 7. So yeah, I do want to talk about Rodgers. Trivia today, 9:15. Trivia, not well respected in the sports radio industry. So guess what? We're still going to do it. 9:15 today.
Yeah, also cracking that list was interview with opposing team's beat writer, though, and I couldn't agree more.
Well, I'm going to go through that list later. There's a list.
Nothing worse, though.
Of things that you should never do in sports radio again. We do like all of them.
Joe Block.
With pride.
Great dude. I have never cared about the Pittsburgh Pirates except for sophomore year when I bought the dugout jacket. My mom said, Ryan, you can't wear that. And I said, why? And she said, because we still live on the south side. And at school, we've been compensating these for because that's what the Latin Kings were wearing.
Confiscating.
That's what I meant to say. It's really early. I'm really tired. And I told you I couldn't even do the update because my allergies are bothering me. And now you're going to vocab me, man? Nobody would have even noticed. Just like you did to Sam yesterday.
I did.
Get over yourself. I'm an English major. I know these words, damn it.
I don't know
what
my
wife does that to me, too. And it drives me nuts. Like, it's 11 o'clock. I've just done 7 hours of radio. And I'll say something, like, wrong. And she'll be like, and she'll correct me. And I just want to just be.
I don't know what it is, dude.
Throw all the towels on the ground, damn it.
I've been such a nice guy wearing sweatpants for the last year and a half. This week, I put on my first pair of Ed Hardy jeans, and I just can't stop being a jerk. That's something about it.
You think you're so cool. Next, yeah. We're going to have the
it
Bart Winkler.
It might be my affliction tee.
Is it the new Bart Winkler cruiser that you bought? You think you're cooler than me because you have a bar in your backyard, and I live in an apartment? You think you're better than me? Ed Hardy. You got your cigar dinners.
I do.
Yeah, you're on a first name basis with Coach Bud. I can't even get him on the show. Mm-hmm. You just see him at Gino's place. You guys share pasta.
Yeah.
Watch the naked bicyclers drive by. Bud, what are we going to do differently in the playoffs this year? I'm not going to lie, Bart. I'm just going to cash it in, get out of here, go get my new team, collect a new paycheck, and make even more money, to be honest.
Well, I'm excited. I'm glad you brought that up because I'm excited. I have my next cigar dinner this weekend. Actually, in a town called Findlay, Wisconsin.
Michael Findlay.
Findlay, Wisconsin. It's in, I believe it's in Juneau County. I have been there once. I reported there as a TV reporter for a double murder. There were two people sleeping in their car, and they got murdered. And so we went there and asked locals about it. And we walked into town, and people looked at us like we were aliens. Findlay, Wisconsin is a small town. There's more broken down school buses in yards in Findlay than there are people. So I'm going to get on one of those buses this weekend and have my first ever cigar dinner, Findlay, Wisconsin. Tickets are $9,000. Plus, I need a LeBron James Top Shot free that you can just gift to my account.
LeBron James.
I'll talk for 5 minutes and then I'll take questions and then I'll end the cigar dinner early. And then you guys will come up and try to talk to me, but I'll have already collected my paycheck, and I will get out of there as quickly as possible and never speak to you normals again. So, Findlay, Wisconsin, check me out this weekend. Find me at tobaccoplus.net, and you can order one of those tickets. If you go into one of the tobacco stores and you say, hey, I want Bart's cigar dinner, they'll have no idea who you are. I'm doing this all under the table. So, will you be there?
No, man. Actually, busy weekend for me. You want to come over for UFC now that you're vaccinated? Actually, on Saturday, I'm getting it.
No, I don't all even know who's fighting.
No, well, you should. Actually, I thought that was the 8 a.m. hour, but
I'm really looking forward to the Canelo fight.
I booked Joe Rogan, but
did the Canelo fight happen yet?
Was actually last week.
Oh, damn.
Shocker, he won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do like Canelo. Who's the GGG guy? I like when they fight.
Yeah, I like when they fight. Like it happens, like it's wrestling.
Well, then they fought twice.
Like, yeah, like it's wrestling, though. I like when they fight over it. Hey, you got a wrestling pay-per-view this Sunday, at least.
Right? WWE one?
Yeah. Isn't it like WrestleMania
Backlash? Oh, Backlash, yeah.
There you go.
Sunday, okay.
You got a big weekend, man.
Mm.
You got the Brewers.
Mm.
You got the Bucks wrapping up the regular season.
My weekend doesn't start, though, until 6 p.m.
Oh, yeah, you're on the Rami show today.
Yeah.
Double duty.
I'm doing Rami's show.
So are you even going to go home?
No.
What are you going to do?
There's a couch in the office. There's the head of the building's office. I'm just going to bank that they're not in today, and I'm going to sleep on their couch.
Nice. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a long day.
Yeah.
It's a long day.
Well, you know, my weekend's going to start at my weekend normally starts at 10. So imagine if your weekend started at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And then you had to come back and work 5 hours later. So you get off today at 5 p.m. and then you have to come back at 10 p.m. and work till 1 a.m. I mean, that's kind of what I'm doing with my weekend today.
I've done it. I've done the multiple shifts. I actually like doing it. I get a little weird, a little wacky, seven. Yeah.
Yeah. Evan Heffelberger is producing the show this afternoon.
Oh,
and
nice.
He said, what do you want to do? We can do this. I can book this. And I said, I care 1 out of 10 about the show.
Oh.
I'll just show up and we'll figure it out.
Oh.
So that'll be, if you think this show got off the rails already.
Yeah.
I mean, I started saying I almost pooped 7 times. Imagine what's going to happen today from 3 to 6 when I'm
That kind of set the tone for the morning.
Yeah.
The poop thing.
We are woefully early for a break, so we'll take one here.
Yeah, Bart Winkler, Gary woefully late for a break.
Ryan Horvath. We will hear from the Greek Freak. He brought the mean mug back. He said he doesn't do it anymore, but it's back. What's back? It. What's it? A movie. What's a movie? A 2-hour story. What's a story? Will the Brewers trade for one? Next.
Hey, how's Rami off today?
I do know why. I don't know if he shared with people.
How do all you guys have so many days off?
Am I ever off?
No, not you, actually.
I'm actually off next week. That's for 2 days.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing. Oh, by the way, I'll be in for Bart. The Horvath. I'm changing the name of the show those 2 days.
That's fine. I don't care about that anymore.
It's going to be called Hoopin' with Horvath, where we just break down the NBA playoffs for 2 days.
Yeah, I like that. Oh. I am in for Rami today. I want to... The promo aired, and I'm doing this for people that are listening on the app now.
The app.
Or the podcast, because what could be happening right now is you could be listening to hour one of the show on our podcast.
On the Odyssey app.
And you could be like, oh my God, I can listen to more Bart live? Because it could be like 2 p.m. I'm on live 3 to 6 again. So here's Rami's promo. I just wanted to cut in a few times because I did not know he made this. And I just want to clear it up for everybody.
Okay, cool. Good.
About what this promo is entailing.
Coming up today on The Rami Show, Bart Winkler in for me. That's right. More Bart Winkler.
I don't really like how he said my name there.
Why?
I just feel like he said it. I don't like how he said it. Bart Winkler. I'm not a fan of that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to judge. I'm not a big, you know, you do the promos, you cut them really quick, and then you
yeah, out. That's true. That's true. More.
You'll hear from the legendary Jim Paschke, and I'm sure.
That's right. You will hear it.
Okay.
Jim Paschke was on this show yesterday, live.
Yeah.
So, Jim, then the interview got a lot of positive feedback. So, Jim has agreed to come back on with me today.
Wow.
But because the interview was so good yesterday, I'm going to ask him the same questions, he's going to give me the same answers.
So what you're saying is, did you want me to book Rami's show too?
No.
There's producers other than me.
No,
here,
no.
Right? Oh, okay.
No, I booked Jim for this afternoon.
Good.
But I'm clearing this up because you may listen to Rami's show today and think, didn't I already hear this exact interview Bart did with Jim?
Oh, yeah.
Is this taped? And I'll say no. It's going to be live. It's just we're going to read the exact same answers and questions. So I wanted to clear that up.
You're really breaking the third.
Fourth wall.
Fourth wall.
Actually, I have a fifth wall.
See?
I break the fourth wall so hard.
See?
More from Rami.
Sure, Bart has thoughts on last night's Bucks game. And
I don't.
Much, much more. I don't know what he's doing. On the Rami Show, 1250 AM The Fan and Odyssey Station.
I'm actually going to have you on the Rami Show.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on the Rami Show. I am. Oh, yeah. I'm going to be on there.
From 3:30 to 4, if you're okay with that.
I'm in.
Okay.
I'm in, man.
And I'm going to bring you up on Skype. You okay with that?
Absolutely.
Okay.
And I'll be much more awake at the time. I'm awake right now. I'm ready to go.
You're almost too awake.
I know. I'm hungry, though, man. You ever wake up just starving? I've talked about this on the show. It's something that's been happening to me since I started this stupid diet.
Yeah.
Which I, last week, I just completely disbanded.
Yeah.
Because of, I was vaccinated, so I said, well, I did my part for society. I'm going to eat Taco Bell all weekend.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That's actually what the CDC recommends. They say, get your shot and get a quesadilla.
Yeah, get a gordita. Uh-huh. So that's what I did. And, man, I woke up, and I'm just starving already. So if anybody wants to drop us off some breakfast sandwiches.
Don't do that.
Yeah, actually, don't do that.
Because then somebody will, and then I'll feel bad.
I pay them usually, though.
No, don't do that.
Well, I'd have Todd go, but he's dead, not real. So.
Yeah. Giannis dropped a major dunk last night, Bally Sports Wisconsin.
10-point game with 6:48 to play. Giannis spins and hammers again. Yes, Meadmark.
Like, what I've realized throughout my career is that, you know, after I scream or I mean mug or, you know, I flex, now I'm tired, you know, because I flex for 2-3 seconds. So now I'm running down the court and I'm like, damn, I shouldn't have done that, you know. So as, I don't know if you guys have noticed, this year I tried not to flex as much, like usually a dunk, I just walk back. Like, early in my career, like every dunk was a mean mug, was a flex, was a, you know, a scream. But now I just try to save as much energy as I can because I got to go down from there and compete as hard as I can defensively.
Giannis, it's too much work to mean mug. He's got to save that energy for actually playing the sport. But last night he just felt like a mean mug was appropriate. And again, he tweeted last night a picture of him doing the mean mug saying, I almost pooped. This segment brought to you by our friends at Schneider, now hiring drivers for more than 80 years. They have been getting it done. Go to SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. The poll that I put up earlier, let's see what the answers are up to this point. Which team? Oh, I got to redo the poll.
Why?
Because I said, which team do you not want to face?
Oh, that's why Twitter needs the edit button.
Which team do you not want to face?
While you do that, you know what I wish kind of sometimes? So I really appreciate watching Giannis play, and I'm a Giannis fanboy, even as a grown
Which
man.
Which team to you not? That's going to bug me all day.
Well, just redo the poll. Redo the poll.
But I already got answers coming in.
It's okay.
And
it's okay. Or subtweet it and be like, oh, whoopsie, and then blame Todd. That's why we created him.
Yeah, okay.
Remember? So we don't have to deal with HR. You remember what happened last time we got called to the captain's office? I said we need to make up a fake producer. That's how we could get ourselves out of the situation.
Yeah, yeah.
Yep,
yeah.
And then we still get in trouble, but less. A little, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish that Giannis, he's such a throwback that I wish kind of Giannis was around when I was a kid. Don't you? A little bit? Like, how much would you, like, I love Giannis now as a grown man.
That's a good conversation.
But, like, if I was in, like, 6th, 7th grade, just, like, the way that he plays the game, his personality and how violent he finishes. We had some good dunkers, obviously. You know, Vince Carter, Tracy McGrady. Before that, obviously, Dominique, MJ, depending on your era. But, man, it would be awesome to, like, grow up and have Giannis as your favorite player. My kid and your kid, they're going to be lucky because, I mean, he's just the way he finishes is just so damn aggressive.
Which current athlete?
Violent.
This might be a banger. I might get a lot of
Yeah, I had it up the sleeve. I wasn't going to give it to you. I was saving it for the Ryan Horvath show.
I'm stealing this right now.
Go ahead. I got plenty more in the tank.
Which
you don't even know about Freestyle Friday that I used to do in Iowa around this time. You ever hear Iowa farmers call into a radio show and rap battle each other?
No.
Well, that's what I used to do. Freestyle Fridays. Midday show with Ryan Horvath. And well, which then became the morning show with Ryan Horvath, unfortunately.
And how did that go?
Tremendous, actually.
Now everybody in the 515, put your arms up and take a ride.
No, a lot of kids.
Everybody in the 515.
A lot of Kid Rock. A lot of Naughty by Nature, OPP. Oh, yeah. And then I'd go karaokeing on Friday nights. And the funny thing is, I'd be the rap guy, and I'd be karaokeing Don't Take the Girl at 1 a.m., crying, Johnny's daddy was taking him fishing.
Everybody in the 515, wake your ass up and look alive. Everybody in the 515.
Yeah, Freestyle Friday.
I get up in the morning, I'm first in line. I go to bed after you've sat down, you're behind. I'm a farmer, I got looks to kill.
Nope.
I'm milking cows like I milk your wife.
I don't think you can say that. What you had to do to get actually good interaction. Well, the thing is, I'd have tickets to there was a country concert in Iowa like every other weekend. And then there was the state fair, which is pretty big. I prefer Wisconsin's, obviously. But
she asked for my tractor.
Yeah.
It was inside, but she said I'd still like to take a ride.
Yep. It'd be that, and then barbecue.
Everybody in the 515.
Barbecue stain on the white t-shirt. So what is your new poll? Which team do you not want to see? I didn't even notice. Nobody noticed somehow. Sonny Corleone. I can't speak English today. He says, who cares? This team wins one series max anyway, so does it really matter?
I said, which team do you not want to see in the first round? Heat, Hawks, or Knicks? 70% said Heat. The best answer was from Junes, who said, I don't want to see the Hawks. I don't need 12 days of Bogdan tweets.
Exactly.
Dude, the playoffs are going to take forever. If I was looking at the schedule right, there's going to be like two games over the weekend, and then they don't play for 5 days, and then they play again in the weekend. There's going to be like no games during the week. If I saw that right, which doesn't really make sense.
Yeah, I know.
So they're going to go from cramming all these games into making the playoffs take as long as possible.
Well, they always do, though. The playoffs are always up.
But if there's not any games Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I got to look at that again because that would be stupid.
See, I like it, though, because what are we going to be doing for the next couple months? And as much as I love baseball, watching the Brewers score no runs on three hits and go 1-for-55 with runners in scoring position and waste Corbin Burns, Cy Young performances, and Brandon Woodruff, great outings. I'm going to need a little distraction in basketball.
Which athlete playing today would you have loved to watch?
As a kid? Yep.
Would you have instead loved to root for as a kid?
Yeah. Yeah, like if Lamar.
But I gotta make this right, because otherwise it's phrased that I wanted to watch Giannis when he was a kid.
So as a kid, my favorite player to watch college football history. A couple of them. One of them just passed away, man. Colt Brennan. That's a very sad story. Loved watching him in Hawaii. And then I loved Michael Vick at Virginia Tech. The national title game, even though they got beat by Florida State. Watching him run all over the place. Cannon for an arm. Then I had to hate him, unfortunately, when he knocked the Packers. But I loved watching Vic. I feel like I'd love Lamar Jackson even more. Not the same arm talent, but much, much.
Well, I think I like Brett Favre. Exciting. I loved Brett Favre as a kid.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was my favorite.
Brett Favre, he was interchangeable with my dad to me. He was like, you just felt like, I don't know. They're the same age, kind of, and... Yeah. They're fun and, you know, goofy, and I just this is an extension of my dad. If I grew up with Rodgers, I'd be like, well, this guy's kind of boring.
Why? I don't think so, man. Well, the if Hail I'm like, Marys, though.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. Rodgers.
Dad, why does he always talk about scotch? How come he doesn't talk about beer like you let me drink?
You'd be watching the press conferences?
Oh, God, yeah. I watched all of Favre's press conferences.
Yeah, I watched the press conference.
I watched the one where he cried when he fake retired. I watched the one he admitted that he was doing Vicodin.
Jeez, I forgot about that.
I'm still looking forward to the one where he admits that he stole $600,000 and has not repaid it yet. I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, he's too busy not talking about politics to bring that up. Right?
Yeah.
I don't want to talk about politics, but first let me give you my stance. Brett, are you going to pay this money back?
I got my phone's breaking up. I tell you, my phone's breaking up there.
Isn't there more of a punishment for that? Like some jail time?
I don't want to talk about politics starting now. Well, first let me tell you, I was on the phone with Mike Lindell last night. He just sold me a new pillow.
Exactly.
Which athlete playing today would you have most enjoyed watching when you were a kid? Which athlete playing today would you have most enjoyed watching when you were a kid?
Ja Morant. I'd probably be a big Zion guy, although Zion...
Oh, bro, it's got to be, like, Steph.
Oh, yeah, imagine if Steph was
around. Can you imagine being a kid watching Steph Curry?
I wish Steph was around, because then, as kids, we would have been able to shoot more threes. Like, you weren't really allowed to take a whole lot of threes in grade school basketball. You know, you got to remember the three-point shooters then were, like, Tim Legler and Steve Kerr, Craig Hodges. I mean, obviously, he had, like, Reggie Miller, but he was more than just a three-point shooter.
Yeah.
Guys weren't just pulling up from half court like Steph.
414-799-1250. You guys can tweet us, 1250 AM The Fan. It's just kind of a weird, wacky Friday. It really is a weird, wacky Friday. 414-799-1250. Let's get to line one. Who's the caller?
Ron's in Rome.
Ron.
Hi, guys. I just tuned in, and I heard Ryan talking about, you know, the Brewers going 1-for-55 and runners in scoring position.
Yeah.
I was listening to the After Game show yesterday with Rami, and he was going berserk when Tim suggested that we should bunt sometimes because, you know, we're just desperate for some hitting. And
I agree with Tim on that, man, especially with this lineup. Now, if it's Yelich and if it's Yasmani Grandal and Mike Moustakas, I get not giving up the run. But the other night, especially in extra innings, I'll fight this to the death. They move that runner over to third, they win that game. You know what I mean? With the pass ball, that run comes home to score. This lineup stinks.
I understand all the statistics stuff and everything, but I was watching a special on Billy Martin last night, and I grew up in New York. People love Billy Martin, but, you know, he was get in trouble all the time, getting in fights and getting drunk and stuff. So he got fired, but like five times from the Yankees. So he went to the other teams a lot of the times, like the Texas Rangers, the Athletics, Detroit, Minnesota. And every time he would go to these other teams, he would use small ball, and they would always win like an extra 10 to 20 games a year doing that. Some of the teams he stole home seven times. I remember watching the Yankees. They would always do squeeze plays, suicide squeezes. I mean, he never heard of statistics, but they won games.
Billy Martin, I watched that summer of – what was that called? Summer in the Bronx or whatever? ESPN had that.
The 70s, Son of Sam.
Yeah, the 10-part series where it was like half Yankees, half the serial killer. Right. The relationship that Billy Martin had with Steinbrenner was insane. He'd always fire him and then bring him back like all the time.
Well, it was because it was like the Bob Seger song, Night Moves. You know, they needed each other. Maybe they didn't care about each other, but they were Billy needed a job, and Steinbrenner needed a manager that could win.
It's just great. So you do want to see the Brewers bunt more?
Well, yeah, it's really frustrating. You know, I was listening to a game about a month ago, and I had to leave the car for a second, and it was in the 10th inning, and I came back, and the other team had scored already. I like, missed it for like a minute. I was like, wow, how did they score already? And then I was like, oh, I forgot that in extra innings they have a guy on second now. So I was like, okay,
Tony La Russa, I forgot that for the Sox too, Ron.
Yeah. Oh, and actually, Tony La Russa told a story on there that he got drunk with Billy Martin, and he said, hey, you need to tell me some secrets about managing. And so they got so drunk that Billy Martin, at the end of the night, told him seven ways to that he does double steals.
Yeah.
And one of them was he knew that if he had a pitcher with a slow move, he would have the guy on first start to move. And then when he would throw the first, by the time the first baseman caught the ball, the guy on third was already home. And yeah. Billy Martin did it to Tony La Russa in the game after that, and, you know, he tipped his hat to him and stuff like that. But, I mean, I don't think nobody knows little nuances like that anymore.
What I'd like to see, Ron, thanks for the call and bringing us back somewhat to sports, is the argument I have with small ball and bunting. I get the, never bunt. I get why people say that.
I do too, but with this lineup, man.
I'm talking specifically extra innings. You have a runner on second.
And you had the hold, yeah.
And you have three outs to work with. You don't need two runs. You don't need three, four. You need one. So if there's no outs and a guy on second and Jackie Bradley Jr. can't hit right now, I don't need to see him hit a pop fly to the center fielder. Just put a ball in play.
I hate the argument. Bunt. I hate the argument that we think bunting's easy. You think it's easy just to lay down a bunt? Well, I don't know. My kid's seven. And he knows how to lay down a bunt. Like, didn't you guys learn the fundamentals, or is it? Watch yeah. Hey, how about this? Gordy Gillespie, The Art of Hitting. Buy it. So sick of these excuses.
Why are we acting like bunting is like?
page 17 of my grandpa's book. Buy it right now. $10, Amazon, I think. Or
can I just
like
go
that.
Through the Yankees managerial history? That's why you all
too.
Tuned in.
Book. WTF. WFT.
No, you're right.
Yeah, come on. Don't look at me like that. Welcome to Florida.
Billy Martin was the Yankees' 23rd manager. He managed from 1975 to 1978. He was 279 and 192. And then Dick Houser took over for a game. And then Bob Lemon took over for a season. And then Billy Martin was back in 1979. And then he got fired again, and Dick Houser came back. This is so wild, being a Yankee fan at this time. And then Gene Michael did the 81 season. Bob Lemon was back.
Bob Lemon.
Then Gene Michael was back after that. Then they went with Clyde King. Then they went with Billy Martin again in 83. Then they went with Yogi Berra from 84 to 85, who had already managed this team back in 64. Then they fired Berra, brought in Martin again, then went to Lou Piniella, kicked him out, brought in Billy Martin again.
Sweet Lou.
And then kicked him out and brought in Lou Piniella again.
What a mess.
Pretty funny.
Seriously.
414-799-1250, Bart Winkler, Ryan Horvat.
Them's were the times, though.
Them's were the days.
No, I mean, I get, again.
Those were the days.
So Tim wanted them to play a little small ball. Rami's against small ball.
You know what? You only get one extra hour of daylight savings time, and they do it for the farmers right here in Western Iowa. Knees are sweaty. My overalls are heavy.
I was in Southwest.
You better lose yourself in the pastures in the moment. You better lose yourself working 14-hour days, having a daughter that all the local high school quarterbacks try to sneak under your property. But you go to bed before you do. You're sitting on a lawn chair on your attic roof with a shotgun. Don't you come here, quarterback. I like you on the football field throwing passes, not throwing looks my daughter's way. I'm a farmer in Iowa. Freestyle Fridays continuing on the Ryan Horvat Iowa Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.